I'm going to invite you to stand with me, please, as we read a few verses. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting in verse 12. 1 Corinthians 15, 12. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we've testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. If the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised, and if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, and you are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now, amen, but now, today, in 2016, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the firstfruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, notice that word all. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ, notice, shall all, excuse me, be made alive. That means all men, all those who are saved or lost, will have a part in a resurrection. Not the same resurrection. Verse 23, but every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Verse 24, then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall put down all rule and all authority and power. I'll leave off reading there. I want to draw your attention back to verse 14. Vean conmigo otra vez el versículo 14. Dice, if Christ be not risen. Dice en el 14, y si Cristo no resucitó. I want to preach to you this morning on that topic. If Christ be not risen. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we need you today. I need you. I know I do. Lord, thank you for answering prayer. Thank you for doing the work in hearts that only you can do, and bringing our special guest here this morning. Oh, we are honored that they're here. They did not have to be here. No one forced them. But God, I pray that they would not leave here empty. I pray that they would not leave here regretting having come. But Lord, that they would know that they were here on purpose. God, that you would speak to every heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can be seated. In the Bible, here in the verses that I have read, we have proof that some people did not believe that Jesus had risen from the dead. Aquí, hermanos, en estos versículos que les leí, tenemos prueba que mucha gente no creía que Cristo había resucitado de la muerte, de la tumba. The world, this morning, I want you to understand, the world has always, listen now, been full of skeptics. And it still is today. People who do not believe the Bible. El mundo está lleno de gente, personas que no creen la Biblia, no creen la palabra de Dios. They don't believe the Bible, they don't believe the preacher, they don't believe the truth, they don't believe God. Moses told Pharaoh that God had said, let my people go. Pharaoh said, I don't know your God. I don't care what your God says. I don't believe you. No, I'm not going to let Anybody go. Noah, for 120 years, Noé, por 120 años, edificó el arca y predicó a la gente que iba a llover, iba a venir un diluvio, que iba a destruir al mundo, pero la gente no le creía. Noah said, God's going to send a flood. It's going to rain, and God's going to destroy every living thing that breathes air through this flood. And nobody listened to him. Nobody listened to Noah. His family, 8 people, that was it. It's amazing how God brought the animals, but the people refused to come. God himself told Abraham and Sarah they were going to have a baby when they were way too old to have a baby. They were 190, Abraham and Sarah. Listen, Sarah laughed at God. Dios les dijo a Abraham y a Sara que iban a tener un bebé, ya eran más de 100 años de edad, y Sara se rió, se burló de Dios. People have always been skeptical of the Bible. People have always said, no, I don't think that's true. I don't think that's right. I don't think that's possible. I don't believe that. Period. I just don't believe it. I don't believe it. Now, there's lots of reasons. I'm telling you what, there's lots of reasons. Hay muchas razones por lo cual que la gente dice que no creer en la palabra de Dios. The first reason is ignorance. Ignorance. They never heard that before. Hey, listen, can you understand how they felt in the day of Noah? They'd never even seen rain. That's ignorance. They didn't know what rain was. They didn't have any idea what a flood was. It never even rained. They'd never seen water. En los días de Noé, nunca había llovido. Nunca habían visto lluvia. Por eso no creyeron. También tenemos el ejemplo de Faraón. Dice en la palabra de Dios que él rechazó la palabra de Dios. We also had Pharaohs, as I told you. People just refuse to believe out of a total rejection of God's authority. They say, God is not going to tell me what to do. God is not going to be my authority. I'm in charge here. And that's what Pharaoh said. Moses, I don't care who you are. Moses, I don't care what your God says. I don't know your God. I'm in control here. And there's lots of examples for reasons for skepticism. Another one is just flat out rebellion. Just rebellion. Rebeldía. No van a creer nada. No quieren creer nada. I want you to understand something. Another reason is for skepticism is they have no faith. No tienen fe. Have you ever had anybody try to sell you something? Don't raise your hand, but salesmen, most of them are fast-talking con artists. They know how to talk. They know how to persuade you to believe what they want you to believe. And then you buy what they're selling and you realize that you got duped. You got tricked. And then what happens the next time a salesman comes along? Slam the door. Hang up the phone. I mean, telemarketing on the phone is a thing of the past. I don't know if anybody still does. I hope you don't have a job telemarketing. God bless your heart. But don't call my house. Don't call my house. I'm not going to be rude to you, brother. I'm not going to be rude to you, friend. I'm just not interested in what you're selling me over the phone. I just don't listen, because I don't know you. I don't know really if you're being honest with me. I don't know if you're telling me the truth. This is not my first rodeo. I've been around the block. I know that people say what you want to hear in order to try to get you to buy what they want you to buy. Well, the thing is, listen to me now, that mentality many times crosses over to this book. There's no faith because, listen, we've heard people talk about Jesus. We've heard people say they're Christians, and then we see the way they live. We see the way they act. Hay gente que dice que son creyentes, cristianos, pero viven igual a los demás. No hay nada, no hay ninguna diferencia en su manera de hablar, su manera de conducirse, y son iguales a los demás. We see that they don't talk differently, they don't act differently, they just live like the rest of the world, but they name Jesus Christ. They talk about maybe going to church on certain days, or maybe on Sunday mornings or whatever, but there's no difference in their lives. So we lose faith in God's word based on the salesmen that are supposed to be light and salt, not selling anything, giving it away. Amen. As a free gift of God. Listen, there's many reasons for people not believing the Bible. Another one might just be they're not saved. They're just not saved. An unsaved man has no Holy Spirit in him, and the Bible tells us that the things of God are spiritual. And the natural man has no spiritual understanding. To many folks who are not saved, this book is foolishness. The Bible says that. It's foolishness. I can't believe all that stuff. That's ridiculous. It's because you're not saved. It's because you don't have the Holy Spirit in your heart. You're not saved. Now listen to me. The Bible is full of people like that. Can I tell you, the world's still full of people like this? I don't know where you're at in that list. You may not be in that list. I hope you're not. But there are many people. I talk to a lot of people, and there are a lot of people, whether they speak English or Spanish or anything else, that do not believe this Bible. They still do not believe what God says. I'm telling you today, unbelievers, Bible rejectors are becoming the majority. Not the minority, not they're becoming the majority. You can find people who reject the Bible a lot quicker than you can who believe it.
Right.
Especially in this country. I mean, just go talk to the White House. But I'm here to tell you today that this Bible is the very Word of God, and everything God says is 100% absolute, unequivocal, infallible, inerrant truth.
Amen.
Truth. Es verdad lo que dice Dios sin falta. Tenemos un Dios en el cielo que no puede mentir. We have a God who cannot lie.
Yeah.
It's not that He doesn't lie. He can't. It's impossible. You can say, I don't lie either, but you have, and you can, again. And you will. More than likely, before you pass away, little white lie. Listen, God can't even little white lie. There's nothing ever came out of God's mouth that other than absolute truth. Has it ever dawned on you that truth is not swayed by popular opinion? La verdad no cambia según lo que opina la gente. Truth doesn't change because of what we believe. I want you to go out here on Interstate 35, and I want you to walk the wrong way on Interstate 35 at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday, and tell me you don't believe in tractor trailers. It's not going to change the fact that they're out there, and you will get run over. I don't believe in those things. Well, listen, that doesn't change the truth.
Amen.
Colleges and universities all across our nation and over the world but are teaching our Bible is fallible. They're teaching students that our Bible is man-made, that our Bible is open to interpretation. That's garbage. Folks, listen to me. You didn't come to a feel-good type of church today. The truth is what makes people free.
Yeah.
I want you to understand something, that if somebody's telling you the Bible's not true, who are they compared to God?
Yeah.
Why don't you ask yourself that question?
Si hay
alguien, hermanos, amigos hispanos, si hay alguien en tu vida que te está diciendo que este libro no es verdad, pregúntese a sí mismo, ¿quién es esa persona comparado con Dios? I want you to ask yourself this question. Can that person hang the planets in the middle of outer space? Can that person put the stars in outer space? Can that person make the earth spin on its axis and revolve around the sun? And it has been doing that for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Can that person make your heart beat by itself every beat, 60 beats a second? Can that person make your breath of your lungs inhale and exhale on your own? Can that person do anything that God has done? I'm here to tell you today, absolutely, unequivocally, no. So what do they know about God's Word? God is God. And God's Word is true. But people are going to laugh. We've got cults. We've got false teachers, false preachers spreading literature all around that says Jesus was just another man. Tenemos sectas en este día que están distribuyendo, repartiendo literatura que dice que Jesús no más era otro hombre. They say that Jesus was just another man, and that people have to earn their way to heaven. They have to buy their way to heaven. They have to be good enough to get to heaven. They say there's no hell. God said there's a hell that burns with fire and brimstone. But people laugh. People mock, se burlan, mofan. Parents today are raising their children with the idea, listen, let me tell you something. Before I got saved, this was me. So that's how I know it happens. Parents are raising their children today with the idea that they're just going to let them choose what they want to believe. Can I tell you what these kids end up believing is whatever Satan tells them to believe. Because every child is born a sinner. Every child is born in sin. Every child is born a child of the devil. I'm telling you what the Bible says. Not because I want you to be duped. I want you to know the truth. Listen, people have said since Jesus' day that he was an imposter. Que no era nadie importante. Que era mentiroso. They said he was a liar. And they hung him on a cross because they did not believe what he said. They saw the miracles. Hey, listen to me. Listen to me this morning. Ellos vieron los milagros. Vieron a Cristo sanar a los cojos, dar vista a los ciegos. Ellos vieron los milagros, pero la razón por la cual ellos crucificaron a Cristo es porque no creyeron su palabra. They saw the miracles. They saw people get healed. They saw Jesus feed 5,000 with 5 little loaves and 2 fishes. They saw the blind people see and the deaf hear. Listen, they saw the miracles, but they didn't hang them on the cross because of the miracles. They hung them on the cross because they didn't believe what he said. Amen. They didn't believe what he said. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's narrow-minded. That's truth.
That's right.
Amen. It's truth. But that's so cruel that you can't do it your way. What's your way ever got you? God is the one who gives us life. And God's the one that gives us everlasting life. God's the one that sent Jesus to die for you. What has anybody else ever done better than that? Now, I'm here to tell you today, nothing. Not even close. God's the one that tells us in His Word that Jesus rose again, but public schools are teaching their kids that Allah is God. Oh, I know, I'm getting on some of you. I'm not trying to get on anybody. I'm just talking to you today because I'm sick and tired of people slandering my God. And you know what? I'm going to stand up for God. Whether you do or not, I'm going to stand for God.
Amen.
I'm going to stand for truth. Amen. And you can kill me as long as you want to with your eyeballs or with your attitudes. But the fact is, God is true, God is right, and I'm on His side.
Amen.
I love you, and I want you to come and feel welcome here, but I'm not going to back down off of what I know to be true.
Amen.
Why should I? I mean, that's why our nation is where it's at today. Because
right.
Nobody will stand for truth.
Right.
It's too confrontational. Why don't you stand up and realize that God is the only hope we have? This book is the only reason that you're saved today if you're saved. Who cares? Public schools say Allah's God. Allah's the same as Jehovah. Muhammad's just like Jesus. Homosexuals are normal. It's okay for men to marry men. Public schools are teaching all of that. Listen, what does the Bible say about it? Skeptics are everywhere. Hey, listen, I'm trying to get you to understand, they always have been. They always have been. You're not anything, it's not anything new for you to have to deal with somebody who doesn't like you or doesn't believe like you do. It's nothing different. Every bit of it is anti-Bible. It's anti-Christ. It's anti-truth. And listen, schools aren't allowed to pray publicly, but they're being forced to let boys use girls' restrooms. All because they don't believe the Bible. They don't believe Jesus. You know, school textbooks today are teaching our children that we come from monkeys. Find that in here. Find that in here. It's not hard to figure out why we have so many skeptics in our country, because the kids that were taught that all through school are now adults and grandparents. All the groundwork that's being laid in our children's hearts is anti-God, anti-Christ, anti-Bible, anti-church, anti-preachers, anti-Christians, anti-authority, and listen, yes, even anti-America.
Yeah. Amen.
And if you want a church that's going to tell you what the Bible says by the grace of God, listen, then you need to find a church that's still preaching the book.
Yeah, right.
When I was in the military, maybe you couldn't tell I was in the military, but I was. I had a supervisor who used to tell me something I guess I'll never forget. He said, you know what? Fog. All you get to wear is your last name on your shirt, you know. Fog. By the way, that's 2 G's, though. Just in case as you write the check, it's 2 G's. The love letter is 2 G's. hate mails, it's 1 G. It's somebody else. He used to tell me, he said, listen, Fog, if you're not part of the solution, then you're just part of the problem. If you're not doing anything to help solve the problem, then you're just part of the problem. That stuck with me. I wasn't saved then, but it made sense. We can still be Christians in America.
Yeah. Right.
We can still be Christians in America.
Right.
Podemos ser creyentes cristianos así como dice la palabra de Dios aquí en esta nación todavía. We have the liberty here, but listen to me. But so many people are giving up on that others are taking it away.
Yeah.
And it started way back here with an empty tomb. It really did. All of the anti-Bible, the anti-Christ attitude. Es un espíritu de anticristo. Perdón. Nada ha cambiado hasta hoy. El mundo dice que Dios es mentiroso, que yo no creo este libro, pues que diga lo que quiera decir, yo voy a vivir a mi manera, a mi método, yo voy a hacer las cosas así como yo quiero hacer, y estamos viviendo y enseñando a los niños y la próxima generación que Dios, bueno, su palabra no significa mucho, no vale mucho, porque es otro libro nomás hecho por hombre, escrito por hombre. It's a lie. It's not another man-made book. It's not another book that you can just find in the library. It's the living Word of God.
Amen.
And it says that Christ has risen.
Amen.
Now, you say, preacher, why are you getting so upset about people who don't believe that Christ is alive? Well, I'm glad you asked. I'm glad you asked. Look again in verse 14. In versículo 14, dice, en nuestro texto otra vez dice, verse 14, if Christ be not risen, notice, then is our preaching vain. Dice en el 14, si Cristo no resucitó, vana es entonces nuestra predicación. Our preaching is in vain. Listen, if Christ is not risen, then we don't need any of this old-fashioned preaching. We don't need anybody preaching up here, getting riled up and sweating and spitting. We don't need anybody getting all excited about the Bible. Because if Christ is not risen, we don't need preaching. I mean, we don't even need church. We don't need anything like that. Christ is dead. So what are you preaching about? What are you getting all excited about? What are you getting all worked up about? Well, listen, I'm here to tell you something. The world says we don't need preaching. We don't need church. Nobody's going to tell me to do anything. Don't preach at me. But God says to preach the Word.
Amen.
Some of you don't like it, and I know that. I love you, and I wish that you would understand something, that without it, the preaching, without Christ being alive, yes, preaching would be pointless. We'd have nothing to preach about. We'd have nothing to say, because our Savior would be dead. But if Christ be not risen, then our preaching is vain. Well, I know. Nobody wants preaching anymore. Churches don't want preaching anymore. People don't want preaching anymore. But the Bible warned me that there would come a day like that where they're going to heap to themselves teachers. They don't want preaching. But listen to me. The preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But to those of us that believe, it's the power of God.
Amen.
I need preaching. I want preaching. I love preaching. I don't mind somebody else preaching. But I want to preach too. Why? Because it was through old-fashioned Bible preaching that I got saved.
Amen.
But if Christ be not risen, we don't need no preaching. Si Cristo no resucitó, pues en vano es la predicación. ¿Por qué estás predicando así de fuerte? ¿Por qué, pastor? ¿Por qué dices tantas cosas? Porque Cristo resucitó. And we have power because God raised Christ from the dead. Notice, if Christ be not risen, in verse 14 again, not only do we not need preaching, but we don't need faith either. Faith is nothing. There is no faith. Verse 14, your faith is also in vain. I don't have anything to believe as Christ, so what's the big deal about faith? I mean, there's no need for the Bible if Christ is not... Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So if Christ is not alive, I don't need the Bible. I don't need to believe God. I don't need to believe what God says because Christ is dead. And listen, that's why we have over 200 and some odd versions of the Bible. Because I'm just going to make it say what I want it to say. Let me tell you something today. If it's different, it's not the same.
Right.
Does that take a whole lot of education to understand? If it's not the same, it's different.
Right.
And if God said it this way, why do we think we're going to change it and make it different?
Yeah.
Who do you think you are?
Yeah.
I don't want to mess with what God has said.
Amen.
I mean, it's perfect. It's pure. It's all-powerful. It's the reason we have life. I'm not going to change it. But if Christ is not alive, then let's just make up what God said. What do we need faith for? We don't need preaching. We don't need church. We don't need faith. We don't need the Bible. Because God's a liar if Christ is dead. Si Cristo todavía está muerto, pues no necesitamos fe, no necesitamos la palabra de Dios, no necesitamos la predicación, no necesitamos la iglesia. ¿Por qué? No hay razón por la cual tener fe. Listen, when we have no faith, what we do is we just say, I'm going to do it my way. You know, it takes humility to say, God, I believe Jesus died for my sins.
Amen.
See, it's by grace that we're saved through faith. Porque por gracia sois salvos a través, o sea, mediante la fe en Cristo. By grace are you saved through faith. And see, if there's no faith, if Christ didn't really rise from the dead, then I can just do it my way. I can just believe what I want to believe. And that's why folks reject the resurrection. Rechazan la resurrección porque dicen, pues, si Cristo está muerto todavía, yo puedo creer lo que yo quiero creer. Lo voy a hacer a mi manera. I don't need faith. I'm not going to humble myself and say, dear God, I can't do this anymore. I can't save myself. I'm a sinner. And I believe that God, that Jesus died for my sins. And oh God, that your power raised him from the dead. And through that power, God, I know that it's the only hope I have for salvation. See, you have to humble yourself. You have to humble yourself and stop doing it your way. You know what repentance really means? It means you stop doing it your way and you turn to God through faith. ¿Qué significa arrepentimiento? Que dejas de hacer las cosas a tu manera y volteas hacia Cristo y pones tu fe en Él. But if Christ be not risen, I don't need no preaching. Without preaching, well, there is no church without preaching. You won't find a church in the Bible that didn't preach. I said you won't find a church in the Bible that didn't preach. You can find them all over the place now, but those aren't churches because the God's Word says, preach. Amen. Amen. I don't need faith. I just do it my way. I just believe what I want to believe. Therefore, you will never be saved. Quiet. You will not ever be saved without faith in Christ. Never. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you're from. God said, Christ, according to the Scriptures, died for our sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day, according to the Scriptures. Scriptures. Not according to my word. Not according to what I think. But if Christ be not risen, that's a lie, and I'm going to do it my way. This morning, I want you to think about something, and I'm done. If Christ be not risen, the Bible says, ye are yet in your sins. Look with me at the verse. There where I read in 1 Corinthians 15. Would you notice in verse 17, versículo 17, if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, ye are yet in your sins. Dice en el 17, si Cristo no resucitó, vuestra fe es vana. La palabra vana significa vacía. Aún estáis en vuestros pecados. If you're still in your sins, then you're still unsaved, you're still lost, and sinners, all sinners who are not saved, perish in hell. Without a resurrected Savior, my sins will take me to hell. Sin un Salvador resucitado, mis pecados me van a llevar al infierno, a un lago de fuego. Dice la palabra de Dios que arde con fuego y azufre para siempre, sin fin. Never ending fire He said, "Preacher, I came to hear about Easter. This is the only reason he arose. Amen. This is the only hope that we have. This is the only message that matters. And my soul is saved for all eternity because he rose again."
Amen.
Glory to God, by the way.
Amen.
Hallelujah, by the way. Amen, by the way.
Amen.
If you can't get excited about this, maybe you don't believe he's alive. Maybe you're still in your sins. Christians, if you can't get excited about this, let me tell you something. There's something wrong in here.
Yeah.
Big time. Because this is the only message that we have that's worth anything. Because if he's not alive, you might as well shut that Bible and go home. Which, what many of you are going to do anyway. But I refuse to go on living the same life that I used to live, knowing that he died for me, that my sins were buried as deep as the deepest sea, and he rose to give me life everlasting. Now I choose to walk in newness of life because he arose. He arose. He arose. Resucitó. No está muerto. Mi Cristo no está muerto. El Cristo de la Biblia no está muerto. Resucitó. En poder, en victoria. Conquistando la muerte. Conquistando el infierno. Conquistando a Satanás. Dándonos a nosotros victoria. Pero solamente por la fe en Él. He rose again. Overcoming it all. Giving us victory. Victory! But only through faith in Him. If you're holding on to anything other than that, listen to me. You're lost. You're lost. You're not saved. You're still in your sins. I don't want you to die and go to hell. If God wanted you to die and go to hell, then Christ would still be dead. But God took the time on purpose to raise him from the dead. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved."
Amen.
Saved. You can't buy it. You can't earn it. You can't ever deserve it. No se puede comprar. No, nunca vamos a merecer un regalo tan grande. Somos culpables. We're guilty. But we're justified through faith in Christ. Why? Because he arose. Because he arose. Let me ask you, is he alive in your heart?
Amen.
Is he alive in your heart? Because him being alive in heaven is not going to do you any good until he's alive in your heart.
Amen.
You say, "Preacher, I know I'm saved. If I died right now, I know without the shadow of a doubt I'd be in heaven. I've been born again the Bible way." Raise your hand right now. Don't be ashamed of Christ. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Heads are bowed, please, eyes are closed. No one's looking around. Father, I pray today for your power to fall on this place during this invitation.